We are picking up on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the second last line of the Amud. New Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah says, "Akari b'Torah lo yifchos b'shloshim psukim." Someone who is reading from the Torah is not able to read fewer than three psukim. Remember, that's what we've been talking about all along for the last few blot. Was talking about if you would have two over here, and we said that if someone's going to be leaving early, so he's not going to realize that he's going to think that they started with. If he leaves early and there's only two psukim left, he's going to think that they're only reading two psukim. So we had this whole thing. We would discuss why we're so concerned about people that are leaving early and coming late, and the whole reason why is because reading three psukim. So when someone's reading from the Torah, they have to read from three psukim. And the maturgamon cannot do more than one pasuk. The way that they used to do it back in the days was that they would have someone would read one pasuk, he would read it from the Torah, and then the maturgamon would go and translate it into Aramaic. So we're saying that he shouldn't do more than one pasuk because we're afraid that the maturgamon is going to get confused. Like if let's say the person reads from the Torah two or three psukim, the maturgamon is going to get confused, and we're worried about that because people learn halachos from the Torah, and if they're going to hear the maturgamon doing something and he messes it up, then they're going to get the wrong explanation. Uvinavi Shlo, turning to Chaftal and Aleph, Uvinavi Shloshin, if someone's reading from the Nevi'im, then you're able to read three psukim at a time, and then the maturgamon can go and translate that. And the reason, again, is because we don't learn halacha from Nevi'im, so we're not concerned so much if the maturgamon's going to mess things up. So you could do up to three psukim. Hayu Shloshin Shlosh Parashios, but if let's say you were reading from Nevi'im, and it was talking about three different subject matters, which the Gemara is going to talk about, so then so then you have to read one pasuk at a time. You're not able to read three. Medalgam in Navi, you're able to skip from one parsha to another in Navi. Ve'medalgam in Torah, but you're not able to skip parshios in the Torah. Ve'ad kamahu medalgam, how much are you able to skip when we say when you're going from one to the other? Ad kadesh shel yisa kamaturgamon, to the point where the translator would not stop, meaning we don't want the translator would stop, and while they're rolling they would be rolling the ksuvim, right? The Nevi'im ksuvim, they used to read it from, they didn't read it from the, you know, we have the books now. They would read from the klaf, just like they did from the Torah. So you can skip far enough that wherever you're skipping to, the maturgamon is still going to be saying over the explanation of the last pasuk. But if there's going to be silence after he finishes and they're still rolling, that's not kavod atzibur, so you can't do that. So Gemara says, "Hani gimel psukim kineged me." Who are these three psukim kineged? So I'm Rav Asi kineged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. So kineged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. If you remember, we had a few lot ago. We said it was kineged Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. So this man damer just seems to be going with that it was Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And we said the Mishnah said v'lo yikra l'maturgam on yosmin pasachacha. You can't read more than one pasuk. With Navi gimel psukim, but he could do three in Nevi'im. V'imhayi shlosh and shalosh parashios kari echad echad. But if the Nevi'im is talking about three different subject matters, then he can only read one pasuk at a time. And the Gemara gives an example. Kigon, Kikomar, there's a pasuk in Yishai, there's a parak in Yishai which says, three psukim in a row, Kigon, Kikomar, Hashem, Chinam, and Mimkartem is the first pasuk. Kikomar, Hashem, Elokim, and Mitzrayim, Yarad, Imi, Barishon is the second pasuk. And the third one is Va'ata, Malipo, Nuom Hashem, the third one is talking about again. The three psukim are not connected to each other. So in that situation, you would only be able to read one The person who's reading, the maturgamon, would only be able to do one pasuk at a time when he's translating because it's three different subject matters. When it's one subject matter, so we think that the maturgamon is going to be able to stay on topic and he's not going to get confused and he'll be able to say the right explanation. But if it's three different subject matters, we're afraid that he's going to be jumping around, he's going to get confused, and he's going to say the wrong thing. Then the mission continued. Medalgam in Avi, Ve'im Medalgam in Torah. You're able to skip from one section in the Nevi'im, but you're not able to skip anything from any section in the Torah. You have to read it straight. So Gemara asks, Rimini, I'll ask you a contradiction. Kare Achrimos Ve'achba Asar. And Yom Kippur, we say that the Baal Kare is reading from Achrimos, and then he skips to Parshas Emor. He reads to the section that says Achba Asar. Ve'achba Medalik, but he's skipping. So how did our mission say here that you don't skip in Torah, and you only skip in Nevi'im, and over here we see on Yom Kippur that we say that whoever's laning is supposed to read, he's supposed to go from Achrimos, and he's supposed to go to Parshas Emor. So my answer says, Amar Abaye, Lokash, it's not a question. Kam b'chtei sh'yifso kam b'turgamon, v'kam b'chtei sh'yifso kam b'turgamon, that it depends. The Mishnah is talking about it depends whether or not when the maturgamon is going to finish translating the pasuk, will the Baal Kori for the Torah, will he be able to get to the next section? And on Yom Kippur, Achrimos and Emor are close to each other, so the maturgamon Gemara is going to be able to, while the Meturgam is explaining the last psukim that the Baal Kari said, so then the Gabayim will be rolling the Torah to Parshas Amor. So Gemara asks, wait a second, that's not an answer. We learned in the Mishnah itself, the Dalgam and Navi, the Eim Dalgam and Torah. We said that you can skip in Navi and not in Torah. And then when we were explaining in Navi how far you can skip, we asked, how far can you skip in Nevi'im? Akadesh Liyasa Kama Torgamon. As long as the Torgamon is not going to finish speaking, and there's going to be silence while the Gabayim are still rolling the Ksuvim. So Gemara says, Mechlav Torah Klal Klal Hulo, which is mashma, that when it comes to Torah, for Torah you can't skip at all. The Mishnah, this Brisa was explaining that for Ksuvim, we say that you're allowed to skip. And it asked on when it's reading the Vim Ksuvim, how far can you skip? And we answered, only as much that the Maturgam is not going to end up finishing and there's going to be silence. So then, which is mashma, that when it comes to the Torah, you can't skip at all. So my answer is, Alam Rabaye, Lokasha, Kambinin Echad, Kambishnein Yanim, that it depends. When do we say, if by the Torah, when we say that you're able to skip, we mean that you're only able to skip when it's talking about one the same subject. But when it's two separate subjects, then you're not able to skip anything. So to skip from again what in Yom Kippur, it's talking about the same thing. It's talking about the halachas of Yom Kippur. So then you're able to skip, and because you're close to each other, you're able to do it. And I'll show you that is the true explanation. Vatanya, because sometimes Vatanya is like asking a question, and sometimes Vatanya is benichusa, like it's just bringing a proof. Vatanya in this situation is bringing a proof. I'll show you that that's the case. Because we learned medalgam Torah ben yinachad that we said in a brisa that in the Torah you could skip in one inyan, which is what we just saying now. Uvenavi b'shnei inyanim. When it comes to neviim, you could skip even in two separate things. Kamakam bechdei shliyusak haTorahgaman. But both cases, whether you're skipping in the Torah or whether you're skipping in neviim, you are not supposed to skip long enough to the point that the translator, the Torahgaman, is going to finish speaking, and they're still going to be rolling the Torah or the neviim ksuvim. Tanya idach and another brisa says otherwise. Eim medalgam menavi lenavi that you can't skip from one section of Nevi'im to another section of Nevi'im. Of Navi shall Shnei Masar Medalik, but you could do it in Shnei Masar, which is the 12. There's 12 books in Nevi'im that are very, very short. So, and they're all put together under one cloth. Vavad shall Yidalik Masof Hasefer L'Tchilah. So, but you can't go from the back end to the front end. Rashi says it means that you should go in order. You shouldn't be reading it out of order. Just take a look. Chinese food. So, okay, next Mishnah. Mishnah says, "I'm after Benavi who paris al shema." The person who would be mafter in Navi, the person who would get called up to do Navi, he is the one that's paris shema. If you remember, we said that paris al shema is, let's say you have 10 people who are davening and they each daven biyichidus. They didn't daven with the minyan, and then they come to shul and they say, "Hey, look, there's 10 of us right now. Why don't we paris al shema? Why don't we say birchas kriya shema together? And we'll say the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and we'll be able to say kedusha together also." So we say that the person who gets mafter is the one that's going to be paris al shema. So you might ask me, wait a second. The maftir comes well after the time that you would be doing Birchas Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei. So they just explained that it means that the person who would normally be turned to, like 10 guys walk in, you know who the Baal Tefillah is going to be, or like, you know, they say who's going to do the laning. They all know the one guy that's not, you know, if no one knows it, there's one guy that can do a better job than the other, or someone who's a regular. So the person who regularly does the maftir, he's the one that can be paris al shema, v'hu over lefnei hatev, and he's the one that goes before the tev, which means that he's the one that's a chazaras hashatz for them to be able to do kedusha together. Who knows, he has kapov, and if he's a kohen, he's able to duchen, v'mhaya katan, aviv rabba over al yaron. If he was a katan, so he says, who is able to read, a katan is able to read, is able to read maftir, so then his father or his rebbe would go for him, they would do one of these other things, of either being paris al shema, or doing kedusha, or doing duchening. Katan kare b'tara metargim. The Torah is a katan is able to read from the Torah, and he's able to be a translator. Aval ena paris al shma veino arlo fnei hateva. But he's not able to be paris al shma. He's not able to do that to be yotzi other people by saying the brachos of kriya shma, and he's not able to be a chazar sashat to be yotzi people with that either. Vein knows he has kapov, and if he's a kohen, he's not able to duchen either. And again, just halachically, that means that a katan is not supposed to do it by himself. I can't say 100%, but I think if a katan is the only kohen that's there, he does not duchen. But a katan would duchen if there's other adults that are doing it. I'm not, again, 100% about that. Let's say you have someone whose legs are who are uncovered, which I think means just if he's wearing shorts. So if a person is wearing shorts, although some of us should say that it means that if the upper part of his body was uncovered. So if someone was wearing, but let's say that we're going that Rashi says that a person whose legs were uncovered, Paris Hashma Umitargim, he was able to do this Paris Hashma, and he's able to also be the Mitargimon. Aval Eino Kari Batari is not able to lane. Veino Orlof Neatev, he's not able to be the Baal Tefillah for Chazar Sashatz, for Kedusha. Veino Nosi as Kapov, he's not able to Dochen. He's not able to Dochen. Suma of someone who's blind, Pare Seshma Umitargim, he's able to be Pare Shma, and he's able to be Umitargimon. You might wonder why would he not be able to. The Gemara is going to say later, because the Brach is Yotzer Orev Arichoshech, and if someone's blind, they don't have an appreciation for what light is. So that's what we say. The Mishnah says that someone who's blind is able to be Pare Shma, and is able to be Umitargim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shelo Ra Mi'oros Mi'yamav, someone who never saw anything in his light, ain't a Pare Seshma, he's not able to be Pare Shma. Gemara says, my time. Why is it the reason? We said that if someone is going to be doing maftir, so he gets these other kibbutim that are there. So my time, what's the reason that he gets them? Rav Papa Amar Mishum Kavod. The reason why is because we honor him. Because reading, again, the way that it says, reading from the Torah, it's not a kavod compared to reading from the Torah. So if someone has an opportunity to read from the Torah versus reading from the Nevi'im Ksuvim, so it's not considered honorable for him because it's better to read from the Torah. So since he's being quote-unquote slighted by not being able to read from the Torah, so we give him the honor of leading everyone and everything else that's going on. Rabbi Barsimi, Amar Mishum, the Asilin Suye, that is going to come to fight with each other. Why? Because in those days, it seems that the person who would be leading them in all these things would get paid. So, you know, like nowadays they pay people who daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But in those days they would pay people who were davening, you know, during the year they'd be davening. So afraid that if one guy is going to get upset, he's going to start fighting with another because he wants to get paid also. So therefore, in order to kind of like to make him feel good, so we give him the, we'll say we're going to give you, we're going to give you these other things to do. My Ben House, what's the difference between the two explanations?
He doesn't get paid.
He does not get paid, correct.
Right. So how is that going to?
Ma'id b'na'ah, what's the difference? So Gemara says, Ika b'na'ah da'avi b'china, but we're talking about, let's say that if the person's doing it for free. So you're right, it doesn't help. But if we're talking about a situation where the person does it for free, that's where it becomes, because if not, then you have to go on the other reason that it's not as much covered for him to be doing it. So that's what he did. Tanan, and we learned, v'imhaya katan, aviv v'rabash over and all the other. That if, let's say, the Mishnah said that if there was a katan, so then we say, who was doing the maftir, then we say that his father or his Rebbe are going to go before him. So, iam rep mishum netsuye, if you say that the reason why person is given maftir, is given these other things, is because he's going to fight that he's not being paid. Katan bar netsuyehu, a katan is not someone that expects to get paid. A katan can't go over and someone say, hey, I was davening or I was doing these things, so you should pay me. So what's it talking about? Elamai mishum kavod. It must be because of honor because it's not as much honor to be doing the maftir versus doing the other things. So we give him the ability to be the shliach tzibur to say kedusha. So if so, katan bar kavod is a katan someone that is worthy of honor. Or either he's not going to get insulted by that. So what's the explanation? It must be that the reason why is because you have that his father and his Rebbe are being honored when he's doing these things, turning to Chaftal Mabez. So same thing when it comes to money, that there's the ability to be able to pay, even though the katan is not someone that they would be paying, but the father or the Rebbe would be able to get paid on his behalf, and therefore that's why we say that he's able to do these other things. Okay, we will stop here.